Chapter 53. On the late afternoon of September 10th, Dinny was playing in the small city park that lies just north of the city's hotel and casino district. His mother that week, Angelina Hirschfield, was sitting on a park bench and talking with a young girl who had drifted into Las Vegas about 5 weeks before, 10 days or so after Angie herself had come in. Angie Hirschfield was 27. The girl was 10 years younger, now clad in tight blue jeans, shorts, and a brief midi blouse, which left absolutely nothing to the imagination. There was something obscene about the contrast between the tight allure of her young body and the childish, pouty, and rather vacuous expression on her face. Her conversation was monotonous and seemingly without end. Rock stars, sex, her lousy job cleaning cosmoline preservative off armaments at Indian Springs, sex, her diamond ring, sex, the TV programs that she missed so much, and sex. Angie wished she would go have sex with someone and leave her alone. And she hoped Dinny would be at least 30 before he worked around to having this girl for a mother. At that moment, Dinny looked up, smiled, and yelled, "Tom! Hey, Tom!" On the other side of the park, a big man with straw-blonde hair was shambling along with a big workman's lunch bucket slamming against his leg. "Say, that guy looks drunk," the girl said to Angie. Angie smiled. "No, that's Tom. He's just..." But Dinny was off and running, hollering, "Tom, wait up, Tom!" at the top of his lungs. Tom turned, grinning. "Airplane me, Tom, airplane me!" Tom grabbed Dinny's wrists and began to spin him around, faster and faster. Centrifugal force pulled the boy's body out until his whizzing legs were parallel to the ground. He shrieked with laughter. After two or three spins, Tom set him gently on his feet. Dinny wobbled around, laughing and trying to get his balance back.
"Do it again, Tom. Do it again some more." "Nah, you'll puke if I do. And Tom's got to get to his home. Laws, yes." "Okay, Tom, bye."
Angie said, "I think Dinny loves Tom and Lloyd more than anyone else in town. Tom Cullen is simple, but..." She looked at the girl and broke off. She was watching Tom, her eyes narrowed and thoughtful. "Did he come in with another man?" she asked.
"Who, Tom?"
"No, he came in all by himself about a week and a half ago. He was with those other people in their zone, but they drove him out. Their loss is our gain, that's what I say."
"And he didn't come in with a dummy? A deafened dummy?"
"A deaf mute? No, he came in alone. Dinny just loves him." The girl watched Tom out of sight. She thought of Pepto-Bismol in a bottle. She thought of a scrawled note that said, "We don't need you." That had been back in Kansas 1,000 years ago. She had shot at them. She wished she had killed them, particularly the dummy.
"Julie, are you all right?"
Julie Lowry didn't answer. She stared after Tom Cullen. In a little while, she began to smile.